Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our beautiful silsila One lesson, one story. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today also, we will listen to another beautiful story and try to take out Madani pearls from that story. Now, which story is that? And what are we going to speak about? So, whatever you are doing at the moment, get your children around, get your family members around, sit together and watch Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when you watch this silsila from beginning to the end, Inshallah, By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get up after learning many, many important Madani flowers. So inshallah, before we go ahead, let's listen to a beautiful narration regarding the excellences of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Whoever recites durood sharif 1,000 times upon me daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Alhamdulillah, this is the program, one lesson, one story, and we will discuss regarding the story, and I need your attention for that, inshallah. When we, with full attention, and of course with good intentions, when we listen to this program, along with getting so many Madani pearls to pick up, we will also, inshallah, attain reward and thawab from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's story is actually a story which is needful for our life. It is actually a story which can act as an example and an eye-opener for us. It is actually the reality of this world. It is actually the reality of me. It is actually the reality of you sitting there. It is actually the reality of everything. It's the reality of my house. It's the reality of your house. It's the reality of the entire universe. Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Once I had to go to Kufa where I saw a beautiful palace and close to that palace I saw a young lady reading the following couplets with a beautiful melodious voice. And what she was reciting? What were those couplets? Those couplets were as follows. That woman was reciting, O house, may distress never enter you, and may the people living in you never face trouble. This is what she was reciting. And Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioning this, that I was in Kufa, and this woman was reciting, that may this house, which is filled with laughters, which is filled with happiness, which is filled with joys, may this always stay as it is. May the inhabitants of this house never get sorrowful. May the inhabitants of this house never get sad. May this house be as attractive as it is now. May this house be as joyful as it is now. And may this state of this house remain forever. And the state of those who are residing in this house stay forever. This is what she is reciting. Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, After some time, something happened and I had to pass by the same place. But this time the situation was completely different. Junayd al-Baghdadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the last time I came, the palace was shining. This time I came, the palace was completely deserted. The last time I came, I could hear laughters. This time when I came, deadly silence. Last time when I came, people are laughing and they're happy. This time I come, I don't see any people at all. Last time I came, this palace was in a such beautiful state. This time I came, everything is gone dark. The door is dusted. The windows are dirty. The palace is dirty. Everything around is messed up. It's not that old situation in which I saw the house last time. So I got a bit worried. What's the story? What happened? So I went by the door. That door, which is completely dirty now. Like as if people are not coming here and going here since so many years. So I knocked at the door. No one came. I kept knocking. I kept knocking. After a while, a woman opened the door. I asked her that, oh woman, there was a time when this place would be happening all over. This place was filled with laughter. This place was so joyful. This place was so attractive. The palace was so beautiful. What has happened now? What happened? Listen to what the lady's reaction was. That lady started crying. Upon hearing the questions of Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that lady burst into tears and she started saying that the inhabitants of this palace used to live here temporarily. They were not the permanent residents. They were here on temporary basis. They have left. The owner of the palace has died. And as he died, everything is over. Everything is finished. Their destiny took them from this palace to the dark graves. And they have been deprived of their wealth and all other luxuries. Death came and death took them away from this palace into that grave. Just imagine. Just imagine, dear Islamic brothers and peers of Madani Channel. What this lady is saying, that their destiny took them from this palace, from their luxuries, from all what they had, to a place called Qabr, wherein I have to go, wherein you have to go. Then she carries on. She says, this is not something new. Don't think it's something new. It is the way of this world that whoever comes in it and gets happiness will surely face the painful reality of death. A day will come when everyone will have to go. The day will come when you will have to go, when I will have to go. She says that this is nothing new. This is the rule of life. The one who comes has to leave. The one who arrives here has to depart. And that palace is in a completely different situation now. Junayd al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, O woman, the last time when I came here, one more thing had happened. I heard few couplets being recited. And there was a lady who was reciting so beautifully in such an attractive voice. And the meaning of those couplets were that, oh, this house, oh, the people of this house, may you live long. Oh, this palace, may you stay like this forever. May this laughter never end. May this joyfulness never end. What happened? Who was that old lady? The woman started crying again. She said, oh, Junayd al-Baghdadi, I am that unfortunate woman. I was the one reciting those couplets. Everyone has departed. I am the last one left out of them. Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu's story, gives us so much to think about. That we are here today, we will go tomorrow. The luxuries we are enjoying today will all be left like that. The money we have today will be distributed amongst the inheritors. What will be handy in Qabr, what we will need in Qabr, are the good actions we do in this dunya. Once a person dies, the people say, what has he left behind? What do the people say? What has he left behind? Why? Because, you know, they want to make shares out of the wealth of that person. Everything will perish. But what will help us is the good actions which we do in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, a beautiful verse. And inshallah, we all should try to take lesson and try to learn from this verse. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatir, verse number 5. Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna wa'adallahi haqqun. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Translation of Kanzul Iman. O mankind, surely the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Therefore, let not the life of this world deceive you. And let not the deceiver, meaning the shaitan, deceive you in respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world is deceiving. The attractions of this world are temporary. The luxuries of this world are temporary. So all these things, because they are looking attractive to us, in reality they are deceiving. In reality they will perish. So in exchange of this temporary fun we call it today, we are risking the larger benefit of the hereafter. 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, how many years will we live for? There is an order of coming in this world, but there is no order of going away from this world. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before attaining that rank, he was a king. And once he is in his palace, and a person comes, a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and sees the palace, and he says, "Oh Ibrahim bin Adham, I did not like your Musafir Khana." Musafir Khana means a stop for travelers, where the travelers stop, spend their night, spend few days, and move on. They say, "I don't like it." So Ibrahim bin Adham radiallahu ta'ala anhu got shocked. He said, "That's such a beautiful palace. I got so many rooms here. Look at the decorations I have. Look at the architecture I have. Look at, you know, every inch of it. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. And how come you're calling it a Musafir Khana? Do the travelers come here? Do the travelers spend the night here and go?" That saint, that buzurg, asked, "Oh Ibrahim bin Adham, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, tell me, who was residing in this house before you?" Ibrahim bin Adham, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, "My father was residing here." He asked, "Who was residing here before your father?" He said, "My grandfather was residing here." "Okay, before your grandfather?" "My great-grandfather was residing here," and carrying on. Then that person asked, "Okay, your father was there before you, then the grandfather was there before your father, then the great-grandfather, and the chain carries on. So who will be residing here after you? Who will be next?" "So my child will be next, my son will be next. After him, my grandson will be next, my great-grandson will be next, and so on." So this pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Then what else is Musafir Khana? This is a travel stop. You are living here today, but someone else was here yesterday, and someone else will be here tomorrow. So you are on a journey, and this place is nothing but a traveler's stop." Ibrahim bin Adham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu realized about this. He thought about this, and he realized that this man, this pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is speaking the truth. He's showing me a reflection of this world. He's showing me the reflection of reality of this world. Just imagine. This is a lesson for us as well. Sayyidina Nuh, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, who lived for approximately 1,000 years. You know how his house was? It was based on some bamboo sticks. You know, we have houses made of concrete and bricks and all those materials today. But that wasn't a proper house. It was just a structure on bamboo sticks. So people asked him, "O Prophet of Allah, why don't you make a proper house? Use some proper material, some permanent material. Why don't you use it?" He said that, "Why should I make a proper house when I know that I'm going to die?" And who is speaking? That man is speaking whose life is of about approximately 1,000 years. And he is speaking like that. Now our life is of approximately 60, 70 years, that too without guarantee. And look at our plannings. Look at what we think about. Look how we plan regarding our homes, our cars. It's not wrong to plan. But it's wrong that we get engrossed in the plannings to the extent that we forget the remembrance of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is no order of going from this world. First your grandfather, my grandfather, came in the world. Your father, my father, came in the world. You came in the world, I came in the world. Next will be my child or your child. But then to go, it's not necessary that my grandfather goes or your grandfather goes. Then the father goes, then the son goes, then the child goes. No. It's not an order like that. But the sequence may be anyhow. The sequence may be random while going. Whatever has been destined for us, and whenever it has been destined for us, will occur, will happen. We have seen so many fathers lifting the janazah of their own son. When we see it, we always see it happening. So, shouldn't we realize it now, that this world is temporary for us? This story of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu should be a lesson for us. That in the house you are staying now, did you ever think who was there before you? Or if you know there was someone before you, who was there before him? Or who was there before him? And you are staying in that house, you are doing your celebrations in that house, you are spending your life in that house, but there will be someone next after you. Many houses we see which are left just like that. And they are in a situation that, you know, they just have to be demolished and an empty plot has to be there and a new construction all over again has to be built. Why? Because, you know, that house is not in that condition. But don't we stop for a while and think, at some point in time, there were people staying here. There must have been laughters here. There must have been smiles all around here. There must have been some activities going on here. But all is finished. Now the next generation will come. Then the next generation will come. So it happens like that. All these things should act as a lesson for us. And these things should act as a lesson for us in time. If these things act as a lesson for us after time, then it would be of no use. An Arab poet describes the entire scenario, describes this entire topic in such beautiful words in his couplets. Let's pay attention towards what this message is. This Arab poet says, "You are busy decorating and inhabiting your home due to ignorance of the world and the knowledge of the afterlife. Maybe a stranger will be the owner of your house. You are doing all this due to having lack of knowledge about the real life in the Akhirah. You are doing all this because you are ignorant of the reality of this world. And where you are residing now, there shall be a new owner after you have gone. Whoever is being pulled by days towards the grave." Though we make birthdays, we celebrate birthdays. So when we are at our next birthday, let's take out some time and realize that this birthday is okay, my birthday, I've become 1 year older, but it also means that I'm 1 more year closer to my grave. I'm 1 more day closer to my grave. You know, every minute we are spending, every second we are spending, every day we are spending, every year we are spending, we are drawing closer and nearer to our grave. Then this Arab poet says, "Whoever is being pulled by days towards the grave, it is as if he has already met death, meaning he will die very soon." This poet says that this person who is going closer to his death, meaning a human being, any human being, every human being is going closer to his death. So such people should regard themselves among the dead, because they are going to die very soon. They won't be here after some time. Then this poet says, "People are lost in hope for worldly gains, even though these hopes will be their downfall." People are just, you know, hoping in the world itself, taking the world to be everything, like, you know, we are never to die. This type of concept, that we are here forever, something like that. So people are planning like as if they're never going to die. While what the reality should be, what our practice should be, is this, that we should keep in our mind that we are going to go and consider ourselves that we are soon going to die. This Arab poet then carries on. "It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to how much reward he gives to that youngster who is concerned about his grave and hereafter day and night and is always preparing for it." Allahu Akbar. Imagine those people who are preparing for that Akhirah. Imagine such fortunate personalities who are concerned about the Akhirah. When we sleep, we are actually to a certain extent dead. Because once we sleep, we don't know what's going around us. So it's actually like a trailer for death. Like, you know, an example for death. That once you die, you won't be in a state of doing anything. And then when we wake up, what do we read? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, we thank you that you have raised us after we were dead. Ya Allah, you raised me after I was dead, meaning from my that temporary death, which is sleep. You raised me from that, and towards you shall we return. These du'as themselves hold such great values that once we die, what will we do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a chance to wake up every morning. So this chance should give us a chance to think about it, that where was I a few minutes ago, lost in that sleep, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me able to wake up. If I didn't wake up, what would happen? So let's realize how the Sahaba Karam, how the Awliya Allah would be concerned, would be worried about the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and for that they would leave and abandon this dunya. Take the example, that narration in which Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports. He says that Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam amongst with some sahaba, they were passing by somewhere. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw a big house, similar to a palace. And when he saw that house, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not really like it. And then they were seated at some place. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had inquired as to whose house it was. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that it's so and so Ansari sahabi's house. That Ansari sahabi approached where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. The other sahaba are sitting. That Ansari sahabi approached and did salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not reply. Made salam again. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply again. Made salam again. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply. But Ansari sahabi went to the other sahaba ikram and asked that, oh my brother, oh my colleagues, please tell me, why is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disappointed with me? What has happened? What did I do? The sahaba ikram said that we were passing by your house. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw your house and he inquired whose house it was. So, we told him that it's your house, so perhaps, maybe, that is the reason why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is disappointed. On the basis of this maybe, this Ansari sahabi made a firm intention. My beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not like it, I don't want it. I don't want it. The thing which Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't like it, I also don't like it. This Ansari sahabi went and he demolished his house, came in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam now replied to his salam and spoke to him. Now just see, just on the basis that my beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't like it, and that too maybe he doesn't like it, he demolished. And we know many things that our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't like it. Listening to songs of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't like it. Missing salahs of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't like it. And this is not on the basis of maybe. This is confirmed that he doesn't like it, and yet we are doing it. How come? And why? And when would we realize? Let's realize it before it's too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of these beloved personalities, these sahaba ikram who loved the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this extent, may through their sadaqah, may we also get this ability that we follow on the footsteps of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story, moral of the story, moral of the story.